Even if you were baptized only a few days ago, you must endeavor to discover the direction of your life. A person who has a direction knows what he is doing. He knows how to sail his boat on the ocean of human life. Your direction will be your compass. Witness Lee, The Collected Works of Witness Lee, 1990, Volume 3, page 197, Living Stream Ministry. This week, we continue the series titled Burning in Spirit, Serving the Lord, with additional testimonies as well as speaking from Brother Tim C. on the direction of our living. This meeting was held during the 2014 International Thanksgiving Day Conference in San Antonio, Texas. A link to the full audio can be found in the episode notes.
Saints, I'm Hannah Manifold from the church in Austin, and I'm really just so encouraged to be here and to see saints going on at every level and every stage. We've been having a few fellowship times with young working saints in Austin, and I have really enjoyed those times because you get to see the reality of being a Christian in our daily lives and all the messiness just going on with the Lord. And I'm glad that Lydia and Caitlin shared about praying, because I actually also pray with both Lydia and Caitlin weekly, and also with two other sisters, one of whom is a young person. And okay, I'm going to share quickly, and it's going to be less than a minute. Last year I had a very, very difficult situation. I had a job that was very difficult for me, and it really pressed me to the Lord. So one thing is, if you have not found the Lord in your daily situation and you pray, He's faithful. And a lot of times the faithfulness comes in pressing you to Him. Amen. So I was pressed to call other sisters and have prayer appointments daily that would get me through my day, and also to listen to messages on the way to and from work. I had a very long commute. It was very difficult for me, but I just put the ministry on in my car. I would pray and I would listen to the ministry, and it really saved me, and it really brought me into the reality of the Christian life. And from that, I found a home meeting that I can call mine, and also I've opened my home. I recently bought a home, and I have opened it on Monday nights. Two sisters come over, and we're just reading through the ministry. Anyway, my testimony is that the Lord is faithful. He's faithful to press us to Himself. So if you pray, He's faithful to honor your prayers. Sometimes it's not the way we want, but when we open to Him, He's the faithful one in us, and He will bring us all the way. Amen.
My name is Kyle Gwynn from the church in London. I was recently adjusted by some fellowship I had with a brother concerning my service to the Lord and my church life. This brother was often asked in London, what does he do with many things going on? And his answer was Ephesians. What he does is Ephesians. And I'd like to say that what I'm doing is Ephesians. My church life, my Christian life, is for the pursuit of the truth. So this is what I like to share on the pursuit of the truth. Every morning, I've just been adjusted by the Lord that I need to be in His Word for me to shepherd the saints, to preach the gospel, to carry out so many things. I need to be in the Word of God. I need to be constituted with the divine reality. I've just been touched that in the world situation and the direction of the Lord's move, Brother Lee says we need to invade Europe with the divine truths. Amen. So Lord, oh, invade our being with the divine truths. Amen. Constitute us each day with a divine reality.
Amen. My name is Jacob Sabelgall from Austin, Texas. This is
My name is Corey Crone with Austin, Texas as well.
Yep. And we work together. So one thing I wanted to share about, because a lot of us here may not have new ones in our house, you may not have students in your house, but you have coworkers. Raise your hand if you have coworkers, right? So, but what I want to let you know is, it's not just because I was like, you know what, I'm a brother, and I need to preach the gospel to Corey, and he needs to come to my home. Really what happened about right around 2 years ago, I was completely given, and still am to some degree, given to Pharaoh and building, you know, the bricks, right? It's a real attractive side, especially if you're a guy. But what I found, it really beats you up and makes you feel terrible and makes you feel like the Lord's forgotten about you sometimes. So one day I'm driving home, and a brother calls me, and this is a full-time brother, two of them. We're praying, and they're like, "You and your wife keep coming up in our heart." And they started visiting. Well, they came to visit, and I told them about Corey. One day we were having a discussion at work, and we realized that we were on the same wavelength when it came to the Lord. And we started praying with those saints. And then little by little, we started trying to get with Corey, trying to get him and his family to come to the meeting, but they wouldn't come to the meeting. They couldn't make it to our home. So one day the brother said, "Let's just go to their house." So we went to their house, and we had a marvelous time. His wife made the most amazing empanadas. Her name's Eva. You should come over. But we just had a great time, and from that, it's been about a year now. We just Friday nights in their home, in our home, in so many different ones' homes.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm Corey. My wife, Eva, we have three kids together. We did not grow up in the church life, so this is a very fresh thing for us. I mean, it's very sweet. I'm just very blessed to have somebody at work, a brother at work that you know we can build each other back up and check each other when we're not in the spirit.
Just a very practical experience, you know, because we work in the world, you know, we don't work in the church life, we work in the world, and we work with human beings that are members of the opposite sex that don't have a respect for the institution called marriage. So this is very practical. We keep each other, you know. Things happen, and there's been multiple times where we go to each other and we just pray. Amen. And we fellowship, and then we go to that person, we say, "We are married and we're for the Lord, so please back up."
Beyond that, when I met with Jacob, I was very caught up in kind of world events and what was going on. I was very caught up in kind of like end time type stuff, things that cause division. Most of the questions and curiosity I had surrounded things that would cause division in a home meeting, if you brought it up. So I was praying in line because I kind of got drug into sharing. And I was like, "What, Lord Jesus, what do you want me to say? Just, you know, your spirit gives me wisdom. Let the word flow out from me." And one thing that I've really taken away from meeting with Paul and you, Mencito, and Jacob and all the other brothers that come to my house and we go to their houses on Fridays is just every word and every thought and every conversation should just be about building up the body of Christ.
Amen.
And just exercising the spirit.
Amen.
And when it just there's nothing sweeter than that. So
Amen.
I'm thankful to have all the brothers and sisters and saints that we have among each other right now. And I thank you all for being here and having me.
Amen. Amen.
Hi, I'm Michelle Ellis from the church in Austin, and I was really encouraged by one of the first sisters who stood up, who said we don't have to compare ourselves to others or to our past experience.
Amen.
And that's when the Lord said, "Get up," and then I didn't, but anyway, I finagled myself up here anyway. So anyhow, I grew up in the church life. I left the full-time training 19 years ago. I worked part-time, and I homeschool four children full-time. I have not been in a Lord's Day morning meeting in my locality for about 15 years due to some health restrictions, and this is my first large gathering to attend in about 5 years.
Amen.
And I used to be a really strong sister, and now I'm not. But anyway, I tend to feel like I'm on the fringe, like I'm outside the church life, and most of the time I don't have a clue what's going on. I don't know most of the saints who came in after me. So, but that's the dark situation. There's a God of resurrection.
Amen.
There's a God of ascension.
Amen.
And he's a rising up God.
Amen.
So my church life primarily is my husband and my four children. They're age 13, 11, 9, and 6. We have morning revival almost every morning. We're memorizing the book of 1 Timothy together. The last verse of 1 Timothy chapter 2 is, "But she will be saved through her childbearing if they remain in faith and love and holiness with sobriety." Lord Jesus. Amen. So my kids love the Lord. They love to read the ministry. They're always bringing me things they want to pray for. They're boys and they fight constantly. And then we get to confess and pray and contact the Lord together. So anyway, that's my testimony. Praise the Lord. We don't have to compare ourselves. We are in the situation we're in because the Lord sovereignly placed us there. And he's the God of ascension.
Amen. For a couple of years now, I've been considering, you know, why is it so hard for us to rise up as the backbone of the Lord's body? And I believe some of the answer came out. There was a special fellowship for the FTTA graduates. And Ray Graver shared this word. And he said, I just have one burden for you, and that is consecration. And specifically in consecration, the word that we really need to pay attention to is lifestyle. I believe that this is really what the enemy is using to attack and soften and weaken our consecration, is our lifestyle. I want to share just a testimony that recently I had the feeling to leave a company, and I just joined it 2 months ago. And before I was about to leave, this partner who's making $500,000 tried to entice me with $35,000 more. You know, he said, you can write your own job description. I will give you, your team, whatever you need to build. The word he used was build this. And so I had some fellowship with one of the elders. And the translation of that was, Ken, I'm going to give you everything, and I demand that you build something for me. Well, I'm not on the earth for building his organization, right? We are here to build the Lord's body.
Amen. I'm Meredith Walker from the church in Dallas, and this is my husband, Sam Walker. We've been married for about 2.5 years, and I just want to share my experience of being built up with the older saints, because I think that it's safe to say that this has really been life-changing, absolutely life-changing for us, first getting married. And what I mean by that is that we need the older saints to really impart God's burdens into our being. Because you just realize, you know, you're working in this transition, so all these practical things that are very hard, especially when you first get married. And to have these older saints just give us care, give us fellowship through these times of prayer, of fellowship. Whether I'm in the car, I have a lot of car time with my job, and that's my salvation, to call or to text an older sister. But I just feel so privileged to be standing here, but also to be in the Lord's move. And I think that being under the care of older saints, you realize in the midst of your crazy day and crazy, all these situations, that we're here for one purpose, right? And that's to bear fruit for the increase of the Lord, of the Lord and his testimony on the earth, to build the body, and ultimately for him to gain his bride and come back. There's nothing else that matters. So I would encourage all you married saints, even young married saints, to receive that fellowship and care from the older saints.
Amen. I remember one of the most outstanding features of when I met the saints, we pretty much met them at the same time in Austin, Texas, was there was a group of young brothers who they, to the uttermost, enjoyed the Lord, exercised their spirit, and loved the Word of God and loved the body of Christ. And that, to me, was really a grounding factor. And so in light of this time, I was just considering, you know, it's not like we're rigid in the guideline of 20s to 40s, but there is something to be said about this this age group that the Lord can use for his future, his future and his recovery. And I was also reminded, too, you know, where I'm short of taking care of ones, you know. But I'm reminded in John 4, the Lord, verse 32, says to the disciples, I have food that you do not know of. And, you know, I guess previously I thought, well, that's just the hidden manna that he got from the Father while he was in the garden praying, you know. But obviously, if you consider that whole chapter, the food he received was through taking care of a sinner. Amen. And so I just encourage saints that we need to get some of this food. Amen. And I just have experienced, there's a brother sitting over there named Matt Abate. He is a humble brother, but he's a dear brother, and we've been able to take care of a new one, you could say. And there's really a supply that you just don't get
even fellowshipping with the brothers, you know what I mean? Like, you just get a different supply in taking care of one that needs to be brought into God.
Amen.
So, can you hear me? Yeah, there we go. Okay, we just like to share a little bit more with you saints. sorry about my voice. And I'd like to summarize a little bit what I've been hearing you say, maybe put it together so you can have kind of a package view. And we call this recently a compass. All y'all know what a compass is. It's not your GPS. It's the old model with the needle in it. Everybody's seen a compass with a needle in it? In fact, I'm going to need to use the board here, so let me go up here. So this compass gives you direction regardless of where you are. Life at your age, there's changes going on. Some of you are finishing college, grad school. Some are starting their work life. Some are starting marriage. Some are starting having a family or adding to their family. So it's a stage in life when things are changing on you. And this compass will serve you regardless as life changes, as the human life on the stormy sea has its challenges, your boat won't get capsized. You'll still stay afloat if you have direction. And from what I heard you saying, many of you have this direction, and it's very positive. So I'd just like to give you a review here of what you said, and I put it in like a three-dimensional view of this compass. The first dimension, would be, can you see okay? Yeah. Would be vertical, and we'll just put toward the Lord. He is preeminent, as we heard this morning. It's the highest name above every name. He has conquered everything. He is over everything, all the troubles in human life. He knows about them, and he has a provision for everybody. But we have to get to him, so he's our priority. Today, someone gave me the thumbs up. I don't think it was a saint. I think it was someone working out there. And when I saw that thumbs up, I thought about my compass, the direction. The first direction is vertical toward the Lord. So next time you see a thumbs up, which means good job or way to go, for us that means Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Jesus is number one. So in our human life, as we pass through stages, if we don't have him as a priority, and as the preeminent one, then it just doesn't work too well. You'll find out the hard way that that's not the way to go. So we want to keep him as Lord. And I would say one practical way to do this is to be in his word. If you can't find him, if you can't find the Spirit, if you can't find your spirit, you can bank on it. He is in this word. So to have a habit, a daily habit of reading the Word, I established this when I was your age in college, and it's still with me today. I still read at least one chapter a day in the New Testament. We're on a schedule, our church is on a schedule. Come to His Word. No matter how stormy it gets, how blurry things get, this doesn't change. It doesn't change with the times. It doesn't change with man's philosophy. It doesn't change with the current. It's steadfast, it's spot on, and you can find the Lord. So practically, I want to put the word up here. You can find him in the Word. This should be our habit. And of course, from that comes the ministry. Why do we have such a rich ministry? Because these brothers were in the Word, storing the Word up. Okay? And then the second direction of this compass would be toward the body. the body of Christ. We got the Lord, and we got the body. That's vertical. Vertical, that's horizontal, right? So we have each other. We have to stay in the context of the church life and the body life. Once you drift away from the people you see right here and you associate, or your life becomes attached to others, going others' direction, then you're going to be in trouble. The waves are going to crash in on you. Human life, it's troublesome whether you're in the church or not. But there's grace in the Lord, and there's grace in the body. So we want to stay attached in the realm of the church. So we need the body. So instead of using our finger to point at our roommate or our spouse and criticize them or say something derogatory toward them, that means I need you. I need the Lord, and I need you. Amen. Let's practice. Turn to your neighbor right now and say, I need you. We need the Lord, and we need each other. I enjoyed the testimonies. Without the companion, even if it's not face-to-face, on the cell phone, 3 minutes, we need each other. And a specific word here, the body's general, but we need at least one person. So the key word here is companion. We all need at least one more member of the body of Christ that's going on with the Lord. At least one. Do you have somebody? Can you name somebody? Are you joined to that person? And you can tell if they're really your companion in the Lord, because you can pray together. If you never pray together, I'm not sure that's a companion in the Lord. Or you can fellowship with them. These are some tests, some keys. Do you have fellowship? Do you care for one another? These are indications that this is a person, a companion in the Lord, and you'll find out the more you're with the Lord, this is an increasing function, the more you're going to want to be with the body. It increases proportionally, because that's what His heart is. The more you touch Him in the Word, the more you want to get with the brothers and sisters, at least have one companion.
Thank you for joining us today. To hear the complete recording and other messages, please visit livingtohim.com. If you would like to receive regular updates from us, please subscribe to this podcast and join our mailing list on our website. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, where our handle is @livingtohim.